The market has been moving in ways that have people getting a little bit nervous. But there's more to nervousness than what meets the eye. In fact, there's more than good to what meets the eye. And if you want to dig deeper, well, you might find trouble. And that's where we're looking. We're going to the danger zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up because, well, quite honestly, they're looking for situations that are misleading, where something looks good at the surface level.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
But it's entirely possible that it's not as attractive as the market seems to think things are because they're looking at from the top down. New Constructs digs in from the bottom up. They blog about all their Danger Zone picks, so there's always extra information on what you hear us talk about at newconstructs.com. David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. David, great to chat with you again.
Great to be here, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Spotify.
Danger, danger.
Spotify. Ticker symbol SPOT, Spotify Technology, currently trading in the $300 a share range. Something that, well, if you do what I do, you're very familiar with Spotify because, of course, they're not just in the music side, they're in the podcast side and what have you. But why Spotify now? What's the problem with Spotify?
The valuation has gotten even more out of control. And we see this as another one of our micro bubble losers, especially when we juxtapose what's happening with Spotify to Sirius XM, a company that's actually making money and has a valuation for its profits to just basically stay the same. Whereas with Spotify, we've got a company losing a lot of cash and a valuation that implies its profits will be triple that of what Sirius XM will have. So we'd love to juxtapose these situations really to provide more context around the Danger Zone picks, Chuck. You know, some of the numbers we put out in the past, you know, they're big, but it's a lot more accessible and easily understood when we can juxtapose a really unprofitable company with expectations to be super profitable to a company that's already profitable with an entrenched market share and competitive position and whose valuation implies it's going to be less profitable. It just sort of makes it more obvious just how dangerous a stock like Spotify is.
I've always felt that, you know, at times you will say, oh, if this is priced to make 100% of the profits for the industry or to control this much, et cetera, and then you look at something else and you go, this is priced for the exact opposite of that. It's why you can understand why Sirius XM, ticker SIRI, is basically now in the attractive zone.
Hello, sexy.
So we know the two stocks that we're going to be talking about here. As somebody who is in the audio streaming business, they're not quite the same. I mean, Sirius is more the satellite provider. Spotify is more the on-demand kind of provider. But from the standpoint of the stocks, it really doesn't make a difference, does it?
The comparable businesses. I mean, you know, you could say that maybe Sirius is in a much better business because they can actually make money, right, with that subscription fee on the satellite side. But, you know, they own content in the same way that Spotify started to try to own and, you know, create exclusive content. It's the same thing as Netflix. At the end of the day, the distribution channel is not a differentiator, right? Everyone can stream music and everyone can distribute that content in a variety of ways. Sirius has got an example in terms of the radio thing that Spotify doesn't have as much, but I don't know if that's so much the differentiator. The point is there isn't a differentiator and there isn't scale in what Spotify is doing either. And they're ultimately kind of just a middle person. Because for every subscriber they bring on, they just have to pay the music owners for all their non-exclusive content, all the stuff they have not bought. They have to pay a fee for every one of those. And they don't make any real profit on that, not a significant amount of profit. And then the content that they're paying huge money for has not been able to translate into profit. And then on top of that, we're seeing declining growth in premium subscribers, the people who pay. The conversion rate on premium subscribers is declining. That combined with no scale advantages, right? Typically, when companies get bigger, they realize economies of scale. That's the whole point of spending unlimited amounts of money on sales and marketing, because you get to a certain point, you scale and you cut back on sales and marketing, all of a sudden you're profitable or super profitable. Spotify doesn't have that. And really, the cherry on top, or really the anvil on top, like crushing the coyote here, is the fact that being in an industry where you have very deep pocketed competitors that can give away for free what you need to make money on is a bad sign.
Spotify has been in the danger zone twice before it ever came out as an IPO back in 2018, and again last fall. So Spotify, lousy fundamentals, Sirius, strong fundamentals. Explain how each is priced relative to what the fundamentals tell you.
So we got a great chart that just kind of looks at the implied revenue for Sirius versus Spotify. And effectively, at $6 a share, Sirius's revenue is effectively about to stay flat or grow about 10% over 10 years. So over a 10-year period, only be 10% higher than what it is today. Whereas Spotify's revenue is expected to be triple that of Sirius. So that's what $300 is getting you versus $6. And so that's already priced in. And when we look at something we think is reasonable, even if Spotify does become profitable, we have a hard time looking at anything over $190 to make sense. Whereas Sirius, at $6, it basically has no profit growth. So if it can just grow 20% over the next 10 years as opposed to 10%, and I'm saying every year, I'm saying in total, right? We're looking at more like $10 as opposed to $6. So the risk reward here is just completely upside down for Spotify, and the risk reward is super attractive for Sirius. And on top of that, you know, it's making money, it's got an established business. It's sort of like, it's kind of crazy to think you'd invest in Spotify instead of Sirius.
Now, when we're talking about Sirius and investing in Spotify versus Sirius, is Sirius on the most attractive list? So they are literally polar opposites, and it's the kind of stock you'd be buying now, or you'd be buying it relative to Spotify, but it doesn't necessarily make it particularly attractive?
It is not on our most attractive list, and it's not an official long idea. We haven't done the full deep dive. It's really more as a point of context for understanding how overvalued Spotify is. But it does get an attractive rating in our system. So it's potentially a long idea candidate. We may feature it as a long idea in the near future.
So if you're thinking in this space, it is SiriusXM, SIRI. That is the attractive pick. Spotify, well, it's been headed for trouble. It's now more headed for trouble because the stock price keeps going up, defying gravity, which can't happen forever. David, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Trainer is the president and founder at New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. And check out the site to find their most attractive and most dangerous lists and to get more information on anything we talk about here, because they do have their Danger Zone blog, and it gives you all the details and a full report on the stocks we discuss here. All right, we are heading for home on today's edition of Money Life. Up next, Dan Ives from Wedbush Securities. He's the guy behind the Ives ETF, and he's here for the market call.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.